The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens the program with Meet the People. In the news. People played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as is customary every Sunday night...
Wait a minute, Don. Wait a minute. Hold everything. This introduction is on me. All right, boys, let's have it. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present the bridegroom of the Jell-O program, Don Wilson. Yes, sir. Well, there you are, Don. There's our little send-off for you. And we all wish you and the bride a lot of success and happiness.
Well, thank you, Jack. Thanks very much.
Why, Don, you're blushing.
I am, Don.
You are, too. Look at them, folks. 300 pounds of love. Tell me, Don, where did you spend your honeymoon?
We went down to Coronado Beach for 3 days.
Oh, Coronado's an ideal place for a honeymoon. A beautiful hotel, gorgeous scenery, and a lovely swimming pool.
Yes, that terrible thing happened, Jack.
What?
We forgot to take our bathing suits.
Oh, that was a shame. A fine honeymoon with no swimming. But I'll tell you one thing, Don.
Hello, Don. Congratulations to the bridegroom.
Well, thanks, Mary.
Isn't that wonderful, Mary? Just think. Little Cupid shot his arrow and hit our own Donzie.
Well, if Cupid couldn't hit Wilson, he ought to go out of business.
Mary, be sentimental, will you? Say, by the way, Don, did you get the wedding present I sent you? I hope you liked it.
Oh, it's beautiful, Jack. Thanks. I haven't seen any of those in a long time.
Well, it was no easy job getting it. I had a shop all over.
What did he give you, Don?
A lovely bowl of wax fruit.
Yes, sir. You know, Don, I was going to send you some silverware, but... You know how it is. Everybody sends silverware.
Everybody but Benny. He sends wax fruit.
I knew what I was doing. Mary, you know, newlyweds always get more silver than they can use.
Well, not in our case, Jack. As a matter of fact, we didn't get any silver at all.
Oh, John, I wish I had known that.
Yeah, you could have sent him a lock of your hair.
All right, Mary, how was I to know?
I never saw anybody like you, Jack. You always give the oldest, corniest presents.
Is that so?
Last year at my birthday, you sent me a bustle.
But it was full of chocolate. Don't forget that. Supposed to be a novelty. Spent $1.50 a pound for that bustle, and she's complaining. Anyway, Don.
Well, what good is candy after you sit on it?
You weren't supposed to sit on it. Anyway, Don.
Hard centers yet.
Now, Mary, forget it. Anyway, Don liked the wedding gift I sent him. He said it was lovely.
Sure was, Jack. But I meant to tell you something about that bowl of fruit.
Oh, is there something wrong with it?
Yes, one of the bananas doesn't light up.
It doesn't?
No.
Well, take it back, brother. Take it back. I bought it at Magnan's and it's guaranteed.
Magnan's?
Yes, Sam Magnan's. He's got an antique shop in Pismo Beach. Oh, hello, Phil.
Hiya, Jackson.
Well, hello, Don. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Phil.
So you went and done it, eh, Don? You lucky son of a gun.
Yes, sir, and I'm very happy.
Oh, I envy you, kid. That's the life, believe me.
What?
You know, Jackson, a guy gets pretty tired of running around night after night. No sleep, no home life. What does it get you?
Is he kidding?
No, on the level, fellas, I'd like to move away from the city and buy a little ranch out in the valley.
Well, why don't you?
That fresh air would kill me.
I believe you. So you're a fine guy to talk about settling down. The hours you keep.
Well, I can't help it, Jackson. I work at the Wiltshire Bowl every night until 1 o'clock, don't I?
Well?
By the time I get a cup of coffee, it's 4 a.m.
4 a.m.? Phil, why don't you try having a cup of coffee just once without taking the waitress home? Just one.
Well, you know me. I gotta have sugar with my coffee.
Do you get it, Jackson?
No, Phil. I'm not as sharp as I used to be.
Well, don't you get it? The waitress is sweet, so
go
I...
Go on, you corny Joe. All right, can you imagine a guy pulling one like that and then trying to explain it?
You think that's bad? You should have heard the gag he pulled at the bowl the other night.
What was it?
Well, Phil was announcing a song, so he said, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, our next number is all about the manicurist who married the millionaire."
What was the title of it?
"I'll Never File Again."
Holy mackerel! You know, Phil, if you keep your mouth shut at the Wiltshire Bowl, they could put a cover charge on. Believe me. Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Gee, what I know about Don Wilson.
What?
I saw him at the Coronado Hotel last week, and he wasn't alone.
That was his wife.
Oh.
For your information, Dennis, he got married.
Congratulations, Mr. Wilson.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
You know, that marriage business might be all right for a guy like you, but none of that stuff for me.
Listen, young man, it wouldn't hurt you to meet some nice little home girl and settle down.
Nothing doing. I wouldn't give up Hedy Lamarr for anything in the world.
Hedy Lamarr? Why, she doesn't even know you're alive.
I can wait.
Well, Dennis, while you're waiting, how about singing your song right now?
Okay. I'm going to sing Two Dreams Met, and I dedicate it to Mr. and Mrs. Don Wilson and Hedy Lamarr.
All right. Go ahead. Hold it. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I shot an arrow into the air and hit Don Wilson, you know where.
Well, who are you?
I am Cupid with no clothes on. And now I'll run. I'm nearly frozen.
Well, that's the most stupid Cupid I've seen in years. Sing, Dennis. That was Two Dreams Met, sung by Dennis Day, and very good. You know, Dennis, there have been a lot of dream songs lately.
Yeah, lately.
Two Dreams Met, Dream Valley, Now I Lay Me Down to Dream of You. That seems to be the vogue right now.
Yeah, the vogue.
Dennis. And they're all good, too. That's the funny part of it.
Talking about dream songs, Jackson, I just wrote a Lulu. It's going to be published in a couple of weeks.
What's the name of your song, Phil?
Eskimo Dream Girl, Don't Blubber Over Me.
Oh, well, that's a beautiful song. Don't Blubber Over Me. What's it about? Is it a ballad?
Well, it's a sort of a torch song. It's about an American guy that goes up to Alaska and he meets this Eskimo girl.
Uh-huh.
But she can't speak Eskimo, so...
Eskimo? First place, it's but he can't speak Eskimo. What's that?
Well,
that's a language. You don't speak it.
Oh, well...
Not even you can't read your own line, but you don't know what page it's on. Well, Phil, what's the outcome of this fascinating saga of the North?
Well, the guy drives away with his dog team.
Uh-huh.
And the girl stands there waving her igloo at him.
Phil, an igloo is a house made of ice.
Oh, well, I better rewrite that part.
Learn how to read, too.
Reading's not going to help this, any.
Huh?
Say, Mary. Mary, how about you and me singing it some night? You can be my Eskimo girl.
I'd try to be the dog team.
You got something there.
Speaking of Alaska, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about Jell-O.
What?
Whether you live in Sitka, Juneau, or Ketchikan, why don't you run down to your neighborhood grocer and catch a box of tempting, delicious Jell-O.
Catch a box? Why, Don?
For Juneau and I know that it's twice as good as ever before.
I wonder how he's going to work Sitka in there.
So look for the big red letters on the box. I will now sit you down.
Well, I'll be darned he did it. Don, only the fact that you got married last week excuses that surrealist plot. And now, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I would like to announce Dennis. What do you got your hand up in the air for?
I want to ask a question.
Oh. Well, in the first place, this isn't a schoolroom. And in the second place, when you want to ask a question, you raise all fingers, not just one.
Now, what's the question?
Well, my mother wants to know if we're going to be in Waukegan for the Christmas holidays.
No, Dennis, we're not going to Waukegan. As a matter of fact, fellas, the premiere of my picture is going to be held in New York City.
New York City?
Yes. Alan wanted it in Old Orchard, Maine, and I wanted it in Waukegan, so I figured New York would be a fair compromise.
What do you mean, a fair compromise?
I mean just what I say.
What are you talking about? Old Orchard, Maine is much closer to New York than Waukegan is.
It is not.
It is, too.
Would you like to make a little bet on that? About $50?
You're darn right I would.
Well, go find a sucker. Don't bother me. I guess that'll hold you, brother.
Oh, boy, are you a welcher?
I'm not a welcher. But I don't believe in gambling when there are minors present.
Dennis is over 21.
I mean coal miners. There are three boys and Phil's band from Scranton. The trombone section with the candle in their derby. Now, let's forget it. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, pardon me, Jack.
Yes, John.
Would you mind terribly if I ran along? I promised the little woman that I'd get home early tonight.
No, no. Go right ahead, Don. But I was going to buy you a bottle of champagne across the street at the tropics right after the show. You know, I think a celebration is in order.
Oh, say, I've got a great idea. Why don't you and the gang come over to the house? I want you all to meet my wife.
Tonight? Oh, Don, that would be an imposition. Five of us barging in without any notice or anything.
Oh, it's no imposition at all. Peggy would love to have you.
But, Don, don't you think you ought to call your wife up and let her know we're coming? You know, barging in like this with a whole gang of people.
No, Jack, the little woman won't mind. Really, she's a peach.
Well, all right. Come on, fellas, let's go. Wait a minute. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
Rochester, I haven't got time to talk to you now. We're on our way to the valley.
Well, I heard you say you were going to New York for the premiere. Does that include your loyal, devoted, and I got my clothes packed already, butler?
Yes, but I don't know why I'm taking you. The last time we were in New York, I didn't see you for 2 weeks.
You didn't look in the right places.
I'm not supposed to look for you. You're working for me, remember?
Yes, sir.
Imagine taxes already. I never saw anybody so anxious to leave.
Boss, I can't wait till I get to New York. Mm-hmm. You know, the last time we were there, I only got halfway through the Metropolitan Museum.
Uh-huh.
And the view from the Statue of Liberty. Why, boss, I could just stand there for hours, lost in meditation.
Uh-huh.
And you know that library on Fifth Avenue?
Yes.
Well, that offers endless cultural opportunities of which one must imbibe freely.
I see. Then from what I understand, Rochester, you're only interested in the cultural side of New York.
Up to dust, then pat me down.
I thought so. I know you look like a book. Now, listen, Rochester. I have to prepare for the trip east, so I want you to send my heavy overcoat to the cleaner.
Oh, yes, the one with the green velvet collar.
That's black velvet.
Have you seen it lately?
Never mind. Just send it to the cleaner.
Okay. Oh, say, boss.
What?
I think you ought to give up that job as dog catcher at Beverly Hills.
Why?
You know those two great things you captured yesterday?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Darrell Zanuck was just here and says one of them is his photo pony.
Which one?
The one that Winnie.
Well, all right, give it to him. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Say, boss, I don't think the other one's a great Dane either.
It is, too.
Okay, I'll take the saddle off. So long.
That's the last time I'll go out chasing dogs without my glasses. Well, come on, fellas, let's go.
I got the cab waiting, Jack.
That's well, but I still think you ought to call up your wife.
Oh, Don knows what he's doing.
All right, let's go. John, I'm still worried. You sure your wife won't mind?
No, she'll be delighted to have you.
Am I heavy on your lap, Miss Livingston?
Yeah. Phil, why don't you hold Dennis for a while?
I just had my pants pressed. Put them on the floor.
Phil.
Well, here we are. Driver, pull up at that little white cottage there.
Okay.
Well, this is it, fellas. How much is that, driver?
$2.35.
Here you are.
Wait a minute, Don. Wait a minute. This is on me.
Oh, no. I want to pay it.
Gee, you got a cute house there, Don.
Yes, sir.
Nothing doing, Dennis. I want to pay the fare.
Oh, Mr. Harris, let me pay it.
Next time, Dennis. This is my tree.
No, I insist on paying.
Got rose bushes around the door and everything.
Oh, it's beautiful, you know.
Oh, Jack, pay for the cab and let's go in.
Pay for it? I'm not even in the argument.
Oh, all right. How much did you say that was, driver?
$2.35.
Here. Here's $2.50. Keep the change.
Oh, goody. Now my wife can have another baby.
Wise guy. Well, let's go in, Don.
You know, Jack, I was just thinking that maybe I should have called up my wife first.
What?
Well, with five people barging in unexpectedly, it might kind of upset her.
That's what I told you at the studio. I told you to call up your wife.
Come on, Don. Don't be afraid. Let's go in.
Oh, it's not that I'm afraid, Phil.
I can understand Don's side of it, all of us barging in like this.
Barging, smarging. I said that at the studio. I said, let's call the little woman up. Call her up, I said.
Quiet, will you? I'll tell you what, fellas. You all hide in the rose bushes, and I'll go in and tell Peggy that some of the gang might drop in unexpectedly. That'll kind of soften the blow.
What blow? I told you it's a studio.
Oh, come on, Jackson. Let's do it his way. All right, all right. Come on, we'll hide in the rose bushes. Ow, he's thorn. Make it snappy, Don. Silliest thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, be quiet and get off my foot.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
Well, darling, you're home early.
I told you I would be. Gee, I'm hungry, dear. You got something good for supper?
Well, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't have a chance to do any shopping, so I'll just open a can of tuna fish.
Oh, that's well, dearest.
Been 2.5 already. I'm going to get tuna fish.
What are you worrying about? You're not even in yet.
Thing that burns me up, I'm the guy that told them to call her up.
Hey, Jackson, have you got a cigarette?
What?
I say, have you got a cigarette?
No, here's a cigar.
Thanks. Oh, boy, Corona, Corona.
Don't let the label fool you.
Very funny. I wonder if Don's going to be... Hey, Dennis, stop eating those roses.
Well, I'm hungry.
So am I, but I'm going to wait. How are they?
They need salt.
Oh, stop. Hey, quiet, fellas. The porch light just went out.
Hey, fellas, are you still there?
Yeah.
I just told Peggy that I saw Phil and Mary pulling up in the car, so you two better come on in first.
What about me?
You weren't in the car.
Well, for Pete's sake, I could be. You made the whole thing up. Let's all go in.
No, you can't do that. Mary and Phil come first.
Okay.
See you later, Jack.
The darnest mess I ever got into.
Yeah.
I told him at the studio, five. Call her up, Don. Call up your wife. That's all. Call up the little woman. But no, no, he has to be a wife. And on top of that, it looks like it's going to rain.
It'll be wonderful for the roses.
Not for the roses. If I get pneumonia once more, I'm a goner.
Yeah.
Rosa. Wouldn't mind waiting out here, but the worst of it is I got to talk to you.
What do we talk about?
Nothing. Just be quiet and eat your roses. Getting chilly, too. Here comes Don again.
Hey, Dennis, come on in.
Dennis?
Yeah, I told my wife I just saw him riding up on his bicycle.
Well, as long as you're dreaming things up, why didn't you see me on the handlebar? Use your beam.
Don't worry, Jack. You're next. Well, look who's here, darling. Dennis Day.
Look who's here, darling. Dennis Day.
I ought to have my head in. I can't get over it. If I told him once... I told him five. Call your wife. Let's not barge in on the little woman. Oh, fine. It's going to rain, all right. Can't get over that. I beg. I plead it.
down, I said. Call her up. Don't barge in on her, little woman. Call her up. Let her know we're coming. Never saw anything. I knew it. I knew it. Well, here it comes. I'm going to get sold. Oh, the heck with Wilson. I'm going to walk right in that house, ready or not. If he thinks I'm going to say...
Pick him up, buddy.
Huh?
You heard me. Stick him up.
Stick him up? Are you a burglar?
I ain't Santa Claus.
Now, look, Miss...
Come on. Where do you carry it, though?
In my right shoe. But look, mister, I was invited to a party in this house. I'm not even supposed to be out
here. Get that shoe off.
It's raining. I'll get my foot wet. Now, please.
Hey, Jack! Oh, Jack!
I'll take him out, shut or I'll kill you. But he's calling me. Can't you hear?
Jack! Where are you?
Not a peep out of you, buddy.
There's nobody out there,
Don.
You must have been mistaken.
Oh, I guess I was, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, buddy. Off with that
shoe. Now, listen, mister. If I take the shoe off, I'll never get it back on again. I haven't got my button hook with me. Now, please, go away.
Come on. Give me a dough.
Well, listen, buddy. This isn't fair. I wouldn't have been here at all if Don Wilson had taken my advice.
What are you talking about?
I'm not kidding you, buddy. If I told him once, I told him a thousand times. Call up your wife. Five people barging in on the little woman. It's an imposition. Why would he listen to me? No. He had to be a wise guy. A smart ass. He wouldn't listen.
Friends, one of the easiest ways to do away with mealtime monotony is to serve a wide variety of desserts. But finding new and different treats for the family is no small task. And so that's why every Sunday we try to bring you some new dessert suggestion. This week's specialty is a swell, eye-filling, taste-teasing dessert that looks like $1 million, but yet it's as simple to make as can be. Just make up one package of strawberry jello and strawberry jello with new, distinctive goodness. Enjoy it tomorrow by serving this gay, creamy combination.
I got all my dough. I can't get my shoe back on. Oh, well.
Pardon me. Does Don Wilson live in this house?
He's married, Cupid. You got him one.
Why don't I write things down?
Good night, folks.